Well, Tony Stewart, you're going to be in the Championship once again next season. How does that feel?
I think it feels fantastic. Having watched the first half into the second half, 5 minutes extra time, how enduring was that? It was just, at the end of it, so magnificent. Words don't describe it.
Steve Evans just got very emotional when he's been speaking to us in the last few minutes. The relationship between you and him has been a strong bond over the last few years, and it's proved extremely successful.
It has, because the passion is there, the wants there, desire. But there's more than that. You know, he and I worked very hard to get to where we are. He's a good manager. He came to us as a good manager. He proves it on the pitch. And at times like this, when you know you've got to get the results, he's performed again. And we've got the results, and we can now enjoy the last game at Leeds with smiles on our faces.
He has a knack, doesn't he, of getting the big results in the big games?
He does, yes. He's a man that can get people spirited. He can get people motivated. And, you know, for me, that's the all-round manager that Rotherham wanted. And he did it at Crawley. He's been doing it now for 3 years. And I know he'll continue doing it.
Did you genuinely believe all that time ago when you took over the club in League Two and you had all the problems that you had at that stage, you'd be able to get back-to-back promotions and not only get back-to-back promotions, but then sustain it in the Championship?
I think there's one thing to say it and there's another thing to live it. What we have done, we've lived this, we've earned it, we've not got anything by anything other than hard work and effort. And did I believe it? Well, I did make a statement saying that within 5 years, we would get into the Championship, and it took us 6 years. But, you know, 7 years on since I took over from Rotherham, I've learnt a lot. I've still a lot to learn. And, you know, I think the Championship is a strong league. It's a good league. Things are going to get better in the Championship. That's where we belong. We built the stadium. The investment went in for the Championship. And I said, once we get into the Championship, we dream again. And, you know, I've just started dreaming.
What are you dreaming of?
Well, there's a little balcony, it's called the Premiership, and, you know, my arms are short at the moment, but we'll reach for that. We'll reach for that pinnacle because, you know, anybody in the Championship have got an opportunity. I think Bournemouth have proved that. You know, they were the team 6-7 years ago, minus 17 points, League Two. You know, they've done it, and it's been done by investment. And, you know, we will look at this seriously. Year two into the Championship, we'll be trying damned hard. And while I'm on, I must bring my son Richard, who, you know, he shares every moment of the time at Rotherham. He shares my office, and you know, he's going to be the future chairman. And I'd like him to say a few words.
Yeah, Richard, how much does this mean to you then? Like you say, Tony, we speak to him all the time, but what about yourself?
It's just an unbelievable night. I think I'm so pleased for the fans, the club, but more importantly, my dad, for what he's done for the town, for the club. I'm just over the moon for him.
It's huge for the town, isn't it? We can talk about football all we like, but this stadium and what it's done to the town as well, and what it means to have a Championship club in Rotherham.
Well, it's fantastic. I mean, obviously, I don't have to go over the news that Rotherham's being covered in, but I think it's great to bring some positivity to the town. Obviously, we've got quite a large city next to us, and we don't want to stand in their shadow, and I think we're punching our weight now, and we've got another season in the Championship, so roll on next season.
Your dad's just mentioned the dream of the Premier League, and he's mentioned that you're going to be the future chairman, so surely being a chairman in the Premier League is now the goal?
No pressure at all there, so I mean, obviously, it's one division above, so obviously it's difficult, but yeah, why not dream? I mean, Burnley, Barnsley, Wigan, Blackpool, similar size clubs have done it, so yeah, why not dream? Obviously it's difficult, but at the end of the day, we're in it to win it. We're not in it just to try and make up the numbers, so we will do our best next season, and who knows, see what happens.
And finally, Tony, just come back in for us. What does this mean for you finally then? Tonight, we know you'll have a celebratory cigar, you've got a glass of champagne in your hand there. What will this mean for you?
I think it'll mean that it's the end of the first season in the Championship. You know, we got deducted 3 points. We felt that was unfair, but you have to get on with things. So it means to me that even being deducted 3 points, with one game to go, we've still got another season of the Championship, and we are now with Steve Evans and his bandwagon moving forward. And it's going to be exciting for the town. It's going to be exciting for football. And just hold on to your hats.
Steve, your chairman's just said the next team, the Premier League.
Jim has always said that, hasn't he? He said that when I came in League Two. But you know what he's agreed with me today? He says, I'm going to be kind to you. I'm adding something to your contract. I'm giving you a clothing allowance. So I went home excited, and then his son phoned me and says, I've got £25 a year.
Might buy you a new tie.
Yeah, listen, wait, listen, I don't need to talk about the Stewart family, do I? I'm very humble to work for a man that's been great to me as a manager, and he's been fantastic to me personally. And you know, if you're a manager and somebody's good to you and they give you the resources and you try and build, see when they're good to you personally, then that's from the heart. That's because, you know, that's the way they are. So to the chairman, his wife, Joe and Richard and Sam, that's the Stewart family to me. They're the people that I work for. I don't want to be working for anyone else. I want to work for these guys for a long, long time, if you have me.
I was going to say, so that's you staying here now. That's you committing to staying here. Because you've been linked with other jobs, haven't you?
I've been linked to a lot of jobs. You know, agents are agents, aren't they? And, you know, but I'm very fortunate to work for good people. I was told three, four months ago by a chairman of Football League One, I'm his manager. There's not many chairmen going about saying that. You know, when we were only winning for spells, there wasn't many chairmen phoning you on a Saturday night when you're absolutely on the floor and he's ringing you and lifting you. It's the other way at this football club. Normally managers need to ring chairman and keep inside with him for a job. And but I work for two great men, and I'll get emotional with a kid today if I keep talking. But I've got you know, wonderful family. I've got the Rotherham United family, which is the supporters, and I've you know, I can't say I've got a dad in Tony Stewart because he thinks I'm his brother. So, and I'm not so sure his son's thinking that, you know. Listen, I'm just proud to be here, and I'm proud for our supporters tonight. We asked them in the last few weeks to turn up in big numbers. But isn't it interesting? Our last ever game in League Two was scenes of like tonight with Aldershot Town. Our last ever game in League One was Preston North End. And our last ever game of the season this year is beating Reading. And I think I said to you, people were in the press saying from Millwall, did we have a bottle? I just walked in my office and there's 12 bottles of pink champagne, as I said to you. We've got plenty of bottles and we're going to go and drink them.
What does it mean to you when you hear those fans, though, of Rotherham stood out there chanting Tony Stewart's name, chanting your name, because they know that they've got another season in the Championship on the way? 12,000 of them almost here tonight.
Well, everyone knows when the supporters sing the name of Tony Stewart. They should do, shouldn't they? I've always said managers and players come and go. Chairman can't come and go. He's got 30 million quid in this place. You know, no debt. We don't run debt at a football club. We no overdraft and all the stuff that the chairman often reminds me. And we chatted a few weeks ago. I'd never go and ask for things it's impossible for him. You know, we've no had the credit for some of the things we've tried to do this year and spending millions of pounds on players, and it's not quite come off for us because we won't break our structure and we're not going to break it next year and let the others go and break a structure and run £8 million losses up and run £15 million losses up like Bournemouth last year. That's not the platform here. The money goes into the infrastructure. And the nice thing from my point of view as a manager, you know, if I go and ask for anything, I get told yes. And there ain't many managers like that.
So he's asking you for the Premier League. How do you go about getting it?
Well, I have to get the recruitment right, didn't I? I said to you earlier, I get some of that wrong early part of the season. And I put my hands up to that. But people don't know what we say in our dressing room. You know, we've got people that commit with all sorts of nonsense. They're ever in the dressing room. You've been in that dressing room tonight and you see the pictures and the desire and what it meant to players. We knew we were under enormous. I didn't want to go to Elland Road in all honesty and have to win. And I look forward to going to a club that I've got a huge love for, Leeds United. The manager's up there. I'm not happy with the way he gets treated. I don't think anyone in football is. But one loser draw means real red fun. I'll have a nice glass of red wine on Saturday night. And hopefully that good man sometime maybe get a known at Leeds United that Rotherham United's got, which is a gentleman with a highest integrity.